Welcome back to the Indiscriminate News Network. I'm your host, Jason St. Clair. So I'm going to touch on this big thing going on with the social media and the elections, et cetera, et cetera. This is I'll read a couple paragraphs from this article from VOA News. So ever since Russian agents and their opportunists abused its platform in an attempt to manipulate the 2016 U.S. presidential election, Facebook has insisted repeatedly that it's learned its lesson and it's no longer a conduit for misinformation, voter suppression, and election disruption. But it's been a long and halting journey for the social networks, critical outsiders, as well as some of those Facebook's own employees, as the company's efforts to revise its rules tightens its safeguard remains wholly insufficient to the task. Despite having spent billions on the project, as for why, they point out the company's persistent unwillingness to act decisively over much of that time. Am I concerned with the election? I'm terrified, said Roger McNamee, a Silicon Valley venture capitalist and an early Facebook investor turned into vocal critic. At the company's current scale, it's clear and present danger to democracy and national security. The company's rhetoric has certainly gotten an update. CEO Mark Zucker now casually refers to possible outcomes that were unimaginable in 2016, among them possible civil unrest, potentially a disputed election that Facebook could easily make even worse. Okay. So, just recently, right, Twitter and Facebook blocked an article from New York Post that may or may not have shown proof that Hunter Biden was in cahoots. Hunter Biden was in cahoots with the Ukrainian government and a Chinese businessman, along with his father, Joe Biden. Okay, so this was from what I understand, it was from a hard drive from a repair shop that someone gave over to the New York Post. Anyways, I can't remember 100%, but anyways, they got this information from a hard drive that belonged to Hunter Biden, apparently, right? So the New York Post write this article showing all the proof about this and the connection with the Bidens and Ukraine and China, et cetera, et cetera. Facebook and Twitter immediately puts a halt on it from sharing. So it was shared over a million times, but they stopped it or like severely pumped the brakes on it. I think Twitter even stopped the New York Post from posting things because of it. So the backlash on the Republicans, right, were like, you guys are not responsible for censoring information. That is not your job. Your job is a conduit for information, not as a mediator of information, not as a mediator of truth. The same with Twitter, right? This is not really a Republican, Democrat, or whatever thing, depending on wherever you live. This is these are the huge media conglomerates having control, right? Getting control over some of the things that are put out onto their site. And I understand what happened in the 2016 presidential election. I'll give a quick recap of it. So there's basically meme farms coming out of Russia who are just making memes after memes and fake accounts after fake accounts, targeting people that are that very small percentage of a very, very vocal part, targeting them on purpose from Cambridge Analytica. They're using their analytics to target these people specifically to make them extremely agitated. So there's things that you do while you're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, whatever. There's activities that you do that categorizes you into certain groups. The vast majority of people could give to you know what, right? They're not really hard way one, right? They'll vote when they vote. But there's these people on the outside of either or of the aisle, or even outside, very outside of the aisle, we'll let's say. The actions that you do make you stand out as one of those people, right? So these Russian agents targeted these people who are extremely vocal, made them even more vocal and like, you know, to throw more stuff out there and make them all crazy, et cetera, et cetera. That was what that was about. Russia was using Cambridge Analytica to target these people on the ends of this to make them shout and scream. They blamed the election. They blamed the Democrats losing and Trump winning because of this. And the Democrats tried to connect Trump to this, but they couldn't find any connection. They were very sure that it would happen. Anyways, blah, blah, blah. I don't care about any of that stuff. But the thing is here, this is going into, do you want social media sites, private companies telling you what you can and cannot read and listen to? I think in a free country, you should be able to make your own opinion on if something is true or not. If Facebook and Twitter is going to be like the moderators of truth, that's something scary, because they say that they don't have any bias in their programming. Their programming is their programming. But you have to consider, who programs those programs? People program those programs, right? So those people have implicit bias, and they potentially program that bias into the platform. You have to consider this kind of stuff. Now, Democrats and Republicans are both very, very worried, because if it happens to one side, it can happen to the other. You can guarantee it, right? And I can't remember what law is being passed, but the FAA is getting involved, saying, guess what? If you're moderating the news, now you guys are able to be under the umbrella of the FAA or something like that. I can't remember. I'll jump into it more. But they're saying basically law after law, and it started with AOL, saying that companies such as a third-party company like YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter are not responsible for the content that comes out of their site. I'll repeat that. This is there is case law after case law after case law saying that because of this law that was passed, I think in 1996 or something, that these companies do not have a responsibility to moderate this. This is Facebook and Twitter taking taking the initiative because of pressure from wherever to go ahead and moderate, be the moderators. So now this, because now they halted, they silenced the New York Post and all this stuff with Hunter Biden. Now they're getting called out. And now there's both, I think for sure, Jack Dorsey. I don't know if the Facebook CEO has been called to get subpoenaed by, apparently like this Friday, they're going to be questioned because it's so close to the election. The Republican side is really pushing that the activities that they're doing is illegal. Very, very interesting stuff. Keep your eye on it. I'll keep my eye on it. I'll dig a little bit more into it and get more facts to share with everybody. But how does everybody out there feel about whether you're on the left, right, middle, up, down, left, right, if you're in Azerbaijan or if you're in Iran, it doesn't matter. You know, is it the responsibility of that platform to be the moderator? Or should the individual people who are putting out the trash or putting out lies and stuff, should they be the ones who are held responsible? And then they're the ones that should be having the consequences, not these companies. If you give them the power to suppress, they will suppress, right? They have implicit bias. There's people behind this. It's not only programs. Those people have implicit bias no matter what. So we'll see what Zuckerberg and Dorsey say at their subpoena. I'm not 100% sure if Zuckerberg got subpoenaed, but Jack already said, oh, what we did was wrong. Yeah, we shouldn't have done that. It was a terrible decision. However, New York Post is still silenced on Twitter. Right now, they're still silenced on Twitter. So they're going to dig their heels in. They're going to say so Twitter's argument is that they have their user agreement, which says that they are allowed to moderate whatever content that puts out. However, case law in the United States, overrules that, right? That agreement. If it gets to that point, I guarantee you it. It's been time and time again where it says the third party company as the one who is, that being the conduit for the information is not held responsible. So they're saying that you guys are not allowed to do that as a social media company. You guys are getting way too powerful. You're getting way too comfortable. suppressing information. Now, of course, the argument is there's a lot of crazy people out there who put out like insane stuff, like nationalists, white nationalists, et cetera, or people who are getting violent, you know, having violent groups and everything like that. But Facebook's the one who created that platform for them to be there, right? I mean, if not for that platform, then those groups wouldn't have a place to get to. So I don't know. This is like a complicated issue. But one thing for sure, I don't think these companies have the right to suppress. It shouldn't be the ones who decide what is, you know, the givers of truth and honesty and defining what is fact and what is not fact. That's exactly what Twitter did. They said, no, not until it's proved, these facts are proven by a fact checker that will put them out. You guys messed up. Now you guys screwed up, because think about it. It can go either way. It can either go either. I remember one time they're going, you know, especially with the Patriot Act, they're like, well, I don't have anything to hide. That was fine, because their party at the time was in control. These, you know, some of my friends are like, I don't have anything to hide. I'm all for it. And I said, well, yeah, well, what happens when the other party is in control? How do you feel about that? It's going to change your mind, isn't it? Anyways, people don't think in the long term, and it just makes me like want to bang my head on the wall. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, think logically, think it through, think about the past, think about the present, think about the future, think about the impact about it. All right, everybody, this is Jason with the Indiscriminate News Network. It's a little different. Give a little bit more of an opinion on this one. Take care. Thanks for listening. Make sure to hit that subscribe, follow button wherever you're listening. Bye.